When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
I know I bring it up every time, and it's got to be tiresome for those who have to deal with this, but I cannot go on when I hear these mistakes without pointing them out. That weather sponsored weather thing there is wrong again. It's not sunny with a high of 67 today. It's barely going to touch 50. Around here.
Well, so. But good news, that is actually this past Monday's forecast. So at some point it did get updated.
Okay. But
and it was Andre Farrow, so we get a different voice.
All right.
Because he was in that day for Karen.
And the irony in all of this is if they had kept the old one from weeks ago, it would have been closer to the temperature that it is today. And then they actually updated it and now we're off by 17 degrees again. So whoever is in charge of that really does not care.
That is higher ups,
really national corporate situations.
Do not care about the quality and
accuracy.
Thank you of such things. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live at the Built Ford Tough Studio. All right, so my entire premise in bringing up the John Gruden to the Jets thing was based upon the fact that I didn't think there'd be a lot of owners, a combination of two things. I didn't think there'd be a lot of owners that would want to get in with that situation because of how it was looked at the time. And Roger Goodell, some of the stuff that Phil Simms told us at 8 o'clock about, I don't know if he's going to be welcomed with open arms and the NFL's going to give their opinion on that and all those things. So it would take an owner who really was like, I don't care. This is the guy I want. I need a seismic change in my organization, and John Gruden's the guy to do that. That, coupled with John being so desperate because of that, that he would take any job, and if one owner came along and was like, listen, my situation sucks, but you're the guy to do it, and they were the only organization offering him a job, that's how he would get to the Jets. But Rich Gannon said that if it's the right situation, John wants to get back in. So if that is the case, the Jets ain't it. Because they are not the right situation. So that makes me think that John isn't going to take any old job out there that is offered to him. Now, maybe we get to a point where no other owners offer him a job and Woody Johnson is the one to have the stones to do it. And that happens. But it sounded like to me that John Gruden may, if the Jets were the only job available, take a year off, get another year away from the scandal, another hiring cycle to get a better job than what the Jets situation is.
I would just say that his personality, you know, it seems to me like it would be like Rex Ryan comes to the Jets.
I agree with that. But that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is now the ability. I agree with all that. Be perfect.
Yes.
But now I thought that because no real candidate is going to want this job, did you have to think outside the box?
I could see him reuniting with Derek Carr in New Orleans. I could see him quite possibly getting a call by Shad Khan from the Jaguars. I could see the Jets, the Jaguars, and the Saints going after him. I don't see Jerry Jones going after him. I don't see the Bears going after him. I could see the Bears going after Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah. But if there's multiple...
I'm telling you, Deion Sanders is going to be in the mix somewhere.
But if there's
like Jerry said,
yeah,
like like 3 months ago.
Yeah, so there, if there are multiple teams offering John Gruden a job, he's not saying yes to the Jets. He's just not.
Make him down to money. And also, it's a like, you know, like, I know that it's a tough job. I know that. I lived it. I lived through it for 3 years, and I know how difficult it is on everybody for different reasons. I had a different ownership group back then and three different coaches in 3 years. And a GM that ended up passing away in the middle of all of it.
Yeah.
So it was there was a lot of upheaval around the team, just like there is now. So I kind of know what this is all about and what's going on. And you just can't bring in just another coordinator somewhere.
No.
To try to fix this, like a guy like Ben Johnson, who is going to be picky and choosy about what job he wants, if in fact he wants a job. You know, does he want to leave Detroit? You know, how Phil was just talking about, you know, if you're the Kansas City Chiefs, Pasty, Spagnuolo, whatever the hell he wants to stay.
Yeah. You know, I would, when you say came down to money, I mean, with Woody Johnson and everything he's poured into this season and it blowing up, I mean, would he be willing to do it again but pay a head coach this time?
Well, I know one thing. The Raiders gave him a 10-year, $100 million contract. You know, to get him out of the ESPN booth.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that they wanted to do that is that they wanted to have, you know, some action going into Las Vegas, and they wanted to have some excitement, and they wanted to build it around the coach and the coach that had been attached to the Raiders previously. I can see the Jets end up feeling the same way. It feels like they need something that is going to get them out of this malaise that they're in now, where it looks like all these players are playing individually as opposed to collectively. And as both Phil and Rich have pointed out, and I have pointed this out too, that this offense is a mess. And there are way too many mistakes. And whether the quarterback fits the offense or the coaches are putting out the right thing and teaching the players the right things to do, and then Aaron talking about how they have to practice harder and be more engaged. I mean, like, you know, it's a mess.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that Aaron's going to retire and this is going to be it. But, I wonder if that idea is floated. Like, hey, you want John Gruden and his offense in here to give it one more shot? You know, a guy who's actually successfully run NFL offenses at the highest level on his resume, as opposed to, you know, the jockey, you know, he's like Lafitte Pink Eye, Nathaniel Hackett.
Lafitte Pink Eye.
He's a jockey. Like, that's what Nathaniel Hackett is. Like, he just jumped on
Steve
Aaron
Cawthon.
Yeah, right. He just jumped on, Bailey is another one, right? There's a million of them.
Yes.
So he just jumped on the back of Aaron Rodgers and rode him to the finish line at the Kentucky Derby. You know, a couple of years. Or Todd Downing, who's just a guy in the coaching blender. John Gruden's different. John Gruden's not going to have these issues with coaching, with the protections and the this and the that. So, maybe Aaron is inspired by that, if Woody Johnson would like Aaron to give it one more year. But I think Aaron's done after this year. The world is telling him to do something else, you know?
Make America healthy again.
I mean, honestly, the world is speaking to him and telling him that, and this is the way he thinks, that the NFL's not it for him anymore, and he's got a bigger purpose in this world to use his celebrity.
Secretary of Hiawatha.
Yeah, there you go. I cannot wait for the new Doge merchandise that Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy are going to be selling.
Yeah, and Doge, not Doge coin,
right?
But Department of Governmental Efficiency?
Yes.
Doge. So, and he also, Elon started Doge coin, so there's like a lot of...
There's a lot of weird stuff going on. We all know that.
Yeah.
But I can't wait to see what these two guys come up with. If I were a government employee, I'd be thinking, oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Wild blueberries.
And if I were a governor, especially in this state, I'd keep my head down, keep my mouth shut.
Oh, you wouldn't reintroduce congestion pricing if you were the governor?
No, I wouldn't be doing that either.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Let's go to Steve down in Naples, Florida. What's up, Steve?
All right, guys. Love the show. I guess it's fun speculating about Gruden, but the answer staring everyone in the face with no baggage. The Phoenix rising from the ashes, just like Trump. It's Rex. It has to be Rex. We have to go full MAGA. Bring back Rex. Change the name of the Jets to the New Jersey Jets.
And by the way, that's exactly what the Raiders did with Gruden. They went back and got him out of the booth and brought him back.
Right. And he was, you remember, John Gruden, of course, ends up beating his former team in the Super Bowl as the head coach of the Buccaneers. Rex had that incredible run, and it was years and years and years ago now.
Oh, it was fun.
And it was. It was as great as it gets. But to try to recreate that, I think, is damn near impossible. And just think about the end where he just got swallowed up by everything. And it started with Tim Tebow. Then it went to John Idzik. And then he was gone.
Again, but not all his fault.
I mean, then he went to Buffalo and failed
that,
up
that,
there.
That felt like that was a money grab for that whole thing. But I think that, you know, he went to two AFC Championship games with Mark Sanchez as his quarterback. He brought in Bart Scott immediately when he came over from Baltimore. And that defense, they were awesome. They were awesome. And there is something about, you know, the way Rex teaches or preaches to his players and stands up in front of his team. And I hear him on ESPN talking about having somebody with a Jet culture behind them and somebody who really cares about being the Jet coach and the Jet GM and who bleeds green. I hear all of that stuff, and that there is something to be said about that. And I think it's one of the reasons why the Raiders did what the Raiders did with John Gruden.
Yeah, I just don't think you can. I don't think you can recapture what happened in 2009 and 2010. And I just don't know. I don't know. I just it's,
you know,
it's
he's
a
not,
lot
he's
to
like,
ask,
I
man.
Mean, like Fat Rex was fun.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of the great moments in the history of the franchise. There's no debating that.
Let's go get a goddamn snack, I ain't kissing anybody's ranks.
I mean, it was great. It was exactly what they needed at the time. But I mean, I just to think that. You can do that again, you know, 15, 16 years later is kind of nuts.
This is a huge, tough job because there is a sentiment of same old Jets. We've all been through it. We've said it 1,000 times.
We got to expect to win. And I think that's the biggest thing that we talk about as far as the culture of the team, that we got to expect to win. And
there you go.
That was it. Well, then the expectation has been gone for a long time. Victor in Harlem, what's going on, Victor?
Hey, thanks for taking the call, guys. Boomer, been listening to you since I was growing up as a kid, so big fan, thank you. I just wanted to ask, you know, it's been a while since Gruden's been coach of the league, and you see the new game plan, new layout of the NFL, younger coaches. It seems like there's more player coaches nowadays. Now, I don't really know how Gruden is as a coach, but from what I've seen, he kind of seems more of a hard-ass, old-school type of guy. And I feel like we've seen a transition, whether it's Belichick. I mean, I don't think Coughlin would necessarily have the same success with the players nowadays. I just wanted to see if you think his style of coaching would still work in today's NFL.
Oh, yeah, 100% it would. And, you know, he's still very involved. He still, as Rich Gannon just told you, down in his offices down in Tampa, he's still looking at tape. He's, you know, watching teams. I'm sure there are teams that have called him just to look at some of their tape to see if he sees anything that they could be doing better. I know there's a lot of that stuff that goes on with ex-coaches. But you know, the thing about it is John Harbaugh, Mike Tomlin, Andy Reid, your three best coaches in the NFL. Think about that. They've been around for a long, long time. And Tomlin and Harbaugh are going to go at it again this week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's, you know, it is really about developing relationships and communication. There's no question about it. But also laying down a level of expectation that everybody has to, you know, attain. And I think that's who John Gruden is. I think he is a tough SOB, but the players love him. He's pretty funny. You know, he brought Frank Caliendo into their meeting rooms, and Frank Caliendo came in imitating John Gruden.
Yeah. Yeah, it was right. I mean, he can laugh at himself, and as Rich Gannon said, players loved him.
Yes.
I mean, so I think, yes, he can come across as a little bit crass and in your face and old school, and he's got that eyebrow up and staring at you, but I think that players also respect that from a guy who has shown that he can win.
And his emails between he and his buddy Bruce Allen were exposed, due in large part, at least this is what Rich Gannon said. I didn't even think about it this way, but it is something to be taking into account to deflect away from the ownership of Dan Snyder.
Yeah, which, of course, ended up deteriorating just soon after that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Let me ask you this question, guys, while you're all here. You know, we're talking about coaches and things of that nature.
Yeah.
What would you think about Aaron Glenn?
Interesting.
Man, yeah, he's I really, really like his personality. He's done a great job there in Detroit. Yeah, I have absolutely no problem with Aaron Glenn being the head coach of the Jets if he actually wanted to come here and have his career die.
But you know, yeah. He was 8 years with the Jets. He then, I think, went to Houston, Dallas, and then New Orleans, I think.
Okay.
For a year, but you know, what about, you know, he's going to be on everybody's list. I will say that he will get interviews all over the place.
So you give him no chance to succeed here. Well, yeah, I mean, this is where everybody's career comes to die. I mean, that's just what it is. I mean, and no, I mean, if it's someone off the board, like that's why I brought up Gruden. Or, I mean, bringing Rex back would be a lot of fun. I don't love the idea, but that's what it's going to have to be, something like that. Like, there's nobody who's not been a head coach before can jump into this quicksand and try to climb their way out of it. No way in hell. Well,
can I ask Boomer what I asked you yesterday?
Yeah.
What about McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers for a year?
Yeah, I don't see that. No.
Okay.
I do not see that.
Flores?
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, he's a local guy. He's from around, you know, the Northeast and everything else. Had some success down in Miami, but then, you know, you listen to what Tua said about him.
Yeah.
But I can't he think, learned. You know, that's different. You know, I mean, like, that's two guys that didn't see eye to eye, and maybe Tua realized that, you know, maybe Brian Flores wanted Justin Herbert as opposed to Tua as the quarterback.
Yeah.
That's another thing that could affect the relationship. And everybody's very sensitive these days.
Yeah, I mean, after watching Joe Douglas and Rob Saleh come from where they came from with everybody saying how great they were, and they're the next great candidates. And
well, they just, are. They're,
all,
they're,
all of that stuff. Yeah, yeah. Right. To come here and to watch them get filleted and served up by Woody Johnson, it just makes me think, like, nobody's got a shot.
Doesn't it all just show, too, none of us know anything? Whether it's the coaches we get wrong, people we want, yeah. Anthony Richardson, Caleb Williams, Trevor Lawrence is now struggling.
They all got to be drafted to the right place with the right coaches and right. The right situation. Now, we've all been through it. You know, luckily for me and for Phil Simms, we are drafted by organizations that when they finally got around to it, they were stable. And we had the perfect coach to get the best out of us. you know, and then all of a sudden you go into the meat grinder when you start moving around like I did, and it's not easy. I mean, like what happened to Aaron Rodgers, I didn't get hurt like Aaron did. I did get hurt a little bit when I was here, but, you know, this, the instability and everything else that I always talk about is now invaded into his career.
I mean, if the Jets, if Aaron Rodgers retires, the Jets clean house, and you've got some assistant GM from Houston and
like
the and the special teams.
Like Joe Shane?
Right, coordinator from, what's different with the Giants? The Jets are totally different. It is some coordinator from New Orleans coming here. See ya, 2 years, gone, rent, don't buy.
You're right.
You got no shot. Sorry. Just walk right into a propeller.
Speaking of that, do you think Rob Saleh even got a full year out of that new house he built?
Yeah, I know, right. That he renovated and yes. sued his contractor. I mean, it's
and couldn't get into.
I mean, every they just come here and then it's just like they were just chopped up into pieces. Like Zach Wilson from BYU comes over here.
Sam
wasted
Darnold.
By the Jets firing squad.
Sam Darnold.
Yeah, I mean, him too, but I mean, it's just like...
Adam Gase, Mike McCagnan, John Idzik.
God.
Yeah.
That's what
I mean,
you
know,
need.
One thing about Mike Tannenbaum, you know, he was there with Bill Parcells when Bill was with the Jets, so he saw it from a different perspective. You know, he wasn't the GM, he was the cap guy.
All right, initially. So I have one question for you then.
Yes.
Why Tim Tebow?
Believe me, do you remember my reaction to Tim Tebow when they got him?
Yeah, I do. Like, that's the one big screw-up that he had.
I think the owner told him, get him. I think the owner said, go get him. Because he's popular and we can sell tickets. Not that he was going to be the starting quarterback, but I don't know. I have no idea what the hell they were thinking.
They've been sold out for decades.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. Who knows what goes on in these conversations?
It is funny. It makes for a good conversation.
Like, what are we doing? Hey, the moment they signed him, I told you.
I remember.
I'd love to have him, you know, he's great, he's an awesome dude, but I just don't need him to be my starting quarterback in the NFL. If that's what you thought you had in Tim Tebow.
Wow.
All right, Jerry. Let's hear it, man.
We are brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock app and roll with us. We're also brought to you by ServPro, cleanup, restoration, and construction. Visit ServPro.com. Just a couple of others from Joe Shane yesterday that have nothing to do with the quarterback. This is more so the offensive line. This has been a conversation that's gone on around here with the Giants forever. And here Shane references, he's talking about Andrew Thomas, saying the line actually was kind of coming together.
When AT was healthy and, you know, the starting five, I believe they played just over 400 snaps together. I mean, that made a difference. You know, I thought they did a really good job when everybody was healthy. So, yeah, I mean, with any quarterback, you want to be able to give them time and have weapons and, you know, add in Theo to that and Tracy and Singletary. So, yeah, if you...
Meaning they've done some good things.
And by the way, let me tell you something. Pressure was not the problem on Sunday against the Panthers. He had plenty of time.
Yeah.
I mean, the pocket was perfect.
Yeah, you know, I see this CBS Sports Network always plays this video, and it's like Joe Shane or John Mara talking. It's the Dable, Mara, and Shane. I always see Joe Shane pick this thing out of his ear every single time. That's what I look at. It's like, and I just know when it's going to happen. It's like right before John Mara laughs, and it's just like, see, all right, Mara's going to laugh. And they know it. There it goes, right? Yep, see, then there Mara laughs. I've seen this a million times. I see this in my nightmares. It's like, can we get some more footage, some different footage than the ear picking and the laugh, and then it slows down in slow motion. You see Drew Locke's head in the bottom right corner going.
You've never picked your ear.
No, I'm not blaming Joe Shane for picking his ear. I'm just saying that I've seen that clip a million times now. I can break it down.
What do you think is on the end of his finger? What do you
wax.
Think it is? You think it's earwax?
Yeah. Yeah, probably some wax.
Unless a bug flew in his ear or something.
That's what I'm saying.
He might have picked a hair. It kind of looks like that. He might have plucked a hair. You know? Maybe. See?
No, I didn't get anything.
Anyway, so that's the Giant deal. They're on their bye week. They'll come back next week in week 12. The Niners gave D'Amador Lenore a 5-year extension, $92 million. Week 11 opens tomorrow night with the Eagles and the Commanders. The Knicks were in Philadelphia, the start of the NBA Cup.
Philadelphia got Joel Embiid back, but he didn't do a whole hell of a lot. The Knicks did, though. Good balance across the board. Six players in double figures as they came away with the win.
We'll cap it all. Brunson, how about that? He scores 18 tonight. Slow start, missed his first six shots, rolled his ankle in the third, and he's going to finish with 18 points, and that's a ball game.
And that was the ball game. 111-99. Good win for New York on the road in Philly.
Nice to see a game under 100 points for the Knicks.
Yeah.
On defense.
Defensive rebounding night, man, reminded me of the good old days of last year.
And OG Anunoby led the way with 24 points, 11 of 16 from the floor. All was good there. Karl Anthony Towns had 21 points, 13 rebounds, and 6 assists. Here was Tom Thibodeau on the win over a new-look Sixers team.
Maxey and Embiid, we know, but we don't know what it looks like with Paul George and Maxey and Embiid either. So you need to have some game tape where you can really dig into them and study. And so that's sort of like where our league is right now. There's a lot of stuff like that going on. So you have to know everybody and be ready for everybody.
Yeah, and be ready for Embiid. He was less than impressive last night. In his first game back, he was 2 of 11. He was over 3. And the first half, here was Embiid.
Shouldn't be rusty. That's expected. Thought overall, felt pretty good, health-wise. I think it's just by trusting myself. I thought I was a little timid, so I stuck with a lot of jumpers.
So he says it right there.
Kicked the reporter in the balls.
No. No. So he even said right there that he was timid, not playing like himself. Played this earlier, Shaquille O'Neal on TNT at the break. He hadn't much in the stat line, really.
This was the fear I had for Joel Embiid. You announced arrogantly, I'm not playing back-to-backs, Ernie. I'm not injured, but I'm sore. I come in when I want to come back. Now, when you say things like that, you're supposed to come back with extra energy. 0 for 3.
And then Shaq would continue on in terms of what's to come.
The plan that they're having, it's not working. And not only that, I say this respectfully, Joel Embiid will never win a championship until he gets his mind and his attitude right.
So there you have it. You never know. Maybe even his best days are behind him. Who knows at this point? We shall see. Knicks home for Chicago tonight. The Nets face Boston. These games are not part of the NBA Cup now. That continues Friday.
Joel Embiid. He'd be perfect for you guys.
No.
He could be the missing piece.
The Nets have their heads screwed on straight right now. Good-looking team.
Okay.
And they're going to get themselves either Ace Bailey or Dylan Harper next year.
All right. I'm laughing because I was reminded that someone sent me a clip of the Club Shay Shay podcast where Shannon Sharp was interviewing a comedian I wasn't familiar with who said that he dated a girl after Shaq and to never do that. And explained why. Very funny. Very, very funny.
Now you tell me.
Yeah, right. That's something I need to know beforehand.
That is pretty funny. Pistons beat the Heat in overtime, 123-121. We talked about the mistake Eric Spoelstra made calling the timeout that he didn't have. Hawks beat the Celtics, 117-116. And you had Klay Thompson back at Golden State now as a member of the Mavericks. Here is the introduction by the announcer in the home crowd reception.
A video tribute that says, thank you, Klay. Let's get his introduction.
Let's extend our captain hats to the four-time Warriors champion. He's back! Played his 12th season out of Washington State University. Number 31, Klay Thompson!
That's pretty good. I know he was there for a long time, but kind of neat. They would wind up losing to Golden State, 121-117. Steph Curry had 37, Thompson 22 in his return. So here's Thompson. What was it like to be back?
It was a really cool experience. I appreciate the fans very much. The captain's hat ended up being a great touch. So I'm such a passionate boater, and saw a lot of familiar faces in the crowd, and that was a warm-hearted feeling.
All right, so warm-hearted, he's a little emotional. So they go to Draymond Green, and they ask him about the captain's hat and the tip of the cap when he was introduced.
I don't give a damn about them tipping no hats.
Actually, it was clearly a very emotional moment when he's going around there. Are you trying to...
Oh, for him, yeah. He took it all in. That was great, but that wasn't my moment. That was Klay Thompson's moment. That's for him to get emotional about. I tip my cap to him when he takes me on his boat this summer.
There you go. And then there was Steph Curry on having him back.
That's my guy. That's my friend.
Road dog for 13 years, so there's a lot of history. You're going to have a lot of back and forth. Some of it was competitive, some of it was fun.
And they won a lot. That's what they did. So that was last night. That's now over with. We kind of move on. I have a couple of others of Seinfeld with C-Mac last night on the fan because I thought these were fun. Remember last hour we played, or 2 hours ago, we played Seinfeld ribbing him for the fifth inning of the World Series game? So here he was probing C-Mac a little bit more on that.
What was the worst of the three plays for you? Which one was the worst? The judge play was the worst.
Well, you know,
it's a guy, you don't want to see that happen to that guy. He's a nice guy. He's a great, obviously one of the a great player, and he's tattooed with that moment
forever. No doubt. It's still, honestly, I'm not kidding. A day hasn't gone by yet that I haven't thought about it for a little bit. In the moment,
that makes me feel so good to hear that. I can't tell you.
And I'm glad. I'm glad I'm pleasing you, Jerry. In the moment.
Yeah,
in
your
the moment,
pain is my pleasure.
That's well. Thank you very much.
Love that. Your pain is my pleasure.
Those guys should do a podcast together, like the Rico Bronya. What would you call it if you had Seinfeld and Mac doing it?
I don't know. Kenny Rogers.
Impossible.
Kenny Rogers. Yeah, the Kenny Rogers. Yeah, that's what started the whole thing.
Who was also a Yankee. Was he not after he pitched for the Rangers?
Yeah. Well, he was a Met, too, wasn't he?
I don't remember that. Kenny Rogers on the Mets?
Yeah, remember he walked in a run in games,
Atlanta, game six.
Yeah, of the NLCS in 1999.
Wow, no, I don't remember that. Holy God. Here's one more. So Seinfeld, maybe the big play at first base with Gerrit Cole, he puts the blame on the first baseman.
Why is Rizzo not taking more heat? Come on.
Yeah.
A lot of first basemen would make that play.
A lot of Don't first basemen, yeah, well, can't believe I'm breaking this down, Jerry Seinfeld. Yes, I'm very upset with Rizzo.
I thought that was kind of cool. So they actually talked baseball for like 6-7 minutes, which was kind of neat.
Jerry loves baseball.
Yes, which we know. So a big thrill for C-Mac.
I mean, C-Mac goes, he dips his toes in the waters of the evening and gets Jerry Seinfeld a call, but then next week it's going to be 4:45 in the morning. He's going to be screaming at Brett from Long Island again about Daniel Jones for the 55th time in the last 55 days.
That is probably
Enjoy
true.
Enjoy it now, C-Mac.
One of those midnight to 5 a.m. rides. Friday night in Arlington is finally the Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight. So whether it was somewhere in the last week or so, I don't know. Tyson was back in New York where he's from. I don't know. And checking out all the old neighborhood and everything when there was somebody there waiting for him.
You robbed me when I was 8 years old on Amboy Pickett.
I robbed him. Now he's blaming me for robbing him.
No. Yeah.
He robbed
me when I was a kid, bro. Woolworth store. Remember Woolworth?
Yeah, I bet you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, don't worry about it, baby.
Don't worry about it.
I mean, it really sounded genuine. It really sounded.
If you see the video, I think it is. I think it is, but it's out there anyhow.
Well, never mind.
I like how we mentioned pigeons and Woolworths. At the end. That's his guy, right? He's a pigeon guy.
Yeah, Mike loves Tyson. Pigeons. Yeah, he's got those homing pigeons.
Yeah. Rangers lost to the Jets 6-3, so Winnipeg out to a 15-1 start. The Devils beat the Panthers 4-1. Timo Meier's second period goal is the difference there. And the
good
Island
win for the Devils.
Very much so. And the Island is a good point because they were trailing the Oilers 3-1 in the third. A couple of goals from Anders Lee, but they did lose to Edmonton in overtime by the score of 4-3. Time now for Moment of the Day, which is brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas, Añejo Blanco, Cristalino Reposado Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. So there was a discussion as to whether or not me, Boomer, or both of us broke the morning show rule of not mentioning a certain free agent by name. Boomer mentioned him in a Sports Minute. I mentioned him while trying to explain Seinfeld referencing him while being a guest on The Fan with C-Mac. So a caller then called in and called out Booms.
Boomer, you're wrong this time, too, with the Juan Soto thing. Stop being a bougie bitch and admit when you're wrong.
No, man, I'm not wrong in this case. I'm sorry, Kevin.
Boomer, you're wrong.
No, I'm not wrong. The CBS Sports Minute is out of the purview of this particular radio
program. Boomer, you're wrong.
Shut up!
Freaking Boomer.
Yeah.
It was your voice between 6 and 10 saying that name.
I had to say that name. It's important.
Oh, that's what Jerry's saying. So, like, you can't make Jerry put 20 into the bucket, and then
No, Jerry, it's a completely different set of circumstances because it is a local
Boomer,
radio.
You're wrong.
See, I can't. It's hard to argue when Eddie is doing this.
The biggest effing a-hole in my life. Boomer.
There you go. Not a drop, not a virtual us. Moment of the day.
Very nice, Jerry.
Man, great.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. It came, it showed up in plenty of time for Boomer and Geo Live. We give thanks on Friday, November 22nd. Brought to you by Shinesty. You can go to WFAN.com/live for the ticket info. Jose Iglesias will be performing Oh My God there at the Paramount, and he will also be a part of the meet and greet if you get one of the VIP tickets. It's our favorite nights of the year as we just go nuts at these things. We drink, we curse, it's off the air, it's uncensored, and you have no idea what the hell is going to happen at any point. Former Islanders Cal Clutterbuck and Josh Bailey will be there.
All right, a little bit of hockey.
Yes, like those guys will also be there. There will be... I don't want to give it away, but they're doing something with Sean Morash. Let's just put it that way. They're doing something with Sean Morash.
They check the crap out of them.
They might. But here, take a look. My Shinesty Thanksgiving suit.
Yeah, I saw you. You're going to look good, man. Always go all out, that's for sure.
Yeah, so there's a turkey on here. There's some cranberries. Looks like a pumpkin pie, pecan pie. I don't know. It's some carrots over here. So the whole thing. There's some green beans. That's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, look at Shinesty stepping up, as they always do.
They always do.
Yeah, so that'd be tremendous, the 22nd at the Paramount. All right, let's go to John, who's been patiently waiting on Staten Island. What's going on, John?
Hey, Dio. Hey, Boomer.
What's up, John?
What's going on, Jerry? I don't leave anybody out.
Yeah, Jerry's in the newsroom, but he hears you. He'll hear you in about 30 seconds.
I just got off the treadmill, so let me catch my breath for 1 second. So I just wanted to... mentioned I was listening to Pat McAfee's show with Aaron Rodgers yesterday, and he mentioned that players today with the focus of the game within the game. So Monday through Saturday, there's a game that you have to master, get down in practice, get down pat, and stay focused. Then he said that guys are worried about the next post on social media, playing video games after practice. So my question to Boomer, being in an NFL locker room, whose responsibility is that? Is it management? Is it coaching? Or is it just a player just being an adult to stay focused? Or is it a mix of everything? Because I even see it, because I coach in college. I see at the college level, sometimes a lack of focus. But then as a coach, we try to say, guys, we're not focused here. Game day, we're going to do the same thing.
Yeah, you know, I haven't been in an NFL locker room since I retired, so I can't really speak to all the new nuances that these coaches and players have to deal with. And Aaron is 41 years old, so there's a definite difference in age and, you know, just the way that things were done to the way things are done nowadays. And that's why a lot of people talk about the coaches and who will be hired. You know, you got to have the new breed of coach to understand the new generation of player and some of the things that are in their lives that we didn't have in our lives. This is why I was saying earlier this morning, I'm not sure if you heard it, but, you know, Sauce Gardner was considered the last 2 years as an all-pro football player at his position. And everybody celebrated how great he was. And, you know, and he was a pretty good guy on social media, and he pretty much would interact with, you know, fans and things of that nature. And I think he was really great. And then all of a sudden now he's been criticized for not making tackles and not showing effort and not having energy. And now all of a sudden he's getting defensive. I just wish they would put the phone down, but it's impossible. They're not going to, you know, they're just not going to. It's a part of their everyday life, you know, and teachers go through this every single day in their classrooms.
Yeah. But, the great ones find a way to separate themselves. Like, even LeBron, who I've never been a huge LeBron fan, but you really can't argue with his success at this point. But in the playoffs, he would be completely off of social media. He'd call it zero dark 30, where he put the phone away. I mean, and LeBron's a little older now. I mean, he's closer to my age than Sauce Gardner's age. But, I mean, you recognize those things. You stay away from those things. I don't even think Tom Brady was on Instagram until his career was over.
Like, yeah, it's smart.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it is. There has to be a level of focus that if you want to be great and you want to be really good at what you do, you have to go in there and you have to put everything aside. Everything. And you have to give it your all, both mentally and physically. And not everybody realizes that sometimes until the end of, you know, their career comes to an end. And they wonder why it's come to an end for, you know, so quickly. It may be physical, but a lot of it is mental.
And Sauce Gardner and Garrett Wilson were on pace, and they still may get paid, but they were on pace to get like the max deals at their position. And
they're
now,
not getting what Jamar Chase is getting, I can tell you that. Well,
Garrett Wilson,
I'm sure Jamar Chase is on social media. I'm sure he's looking at his phone. And let's face it, if you want, whatever you want to call it, legacy media, whatever, you know, so many Americans now are getting everything that they consume from their phone via some sort of social media website or app.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. That's the way it is for all of it. It's changing rapidly. And like I said, you know, last week, you know, what, X on Election Day had 6 billion interactions. Think about that for a second.
Yeah. I know.
It's
a lot.
It's crazy.
Well, I mean, also, too, if you think of, like, another thing that'll blow your mind is if you look at the numbers on the Joe Rogan-Trump interview and see how many views that has and, like, compare that to the amount of viewers that would watch 60 Minutes interview him or whoever else. I mean, it's not even close.
Well, they know that the Joe Rogan interview is not edited in any way, shape, or form. It's a free-form discussion, and there was no editing. There was no cutting of things, no of trying to fit something within an hour. It could go on for 3 hours if you wanted to. That's the beauty of the podcast, that you can catch it as long as it's not edited, and especially if you can catch it live.
Yeah. And they didn't do this live. They ended up putting it out later. But
unedited.
Right, of course. It was just, it's completely just what it was.
And trying to, you know, and this is a way a lot of people today, especially younger people, are just used to gathering or getting their information, whether it's accurate or inaccurate. That's the way it's going.
49 million views for the Joe Rogan Trump interview.
And you see yesterday announcements coming that CNN getting ready for major layoffs, MSNBC potentially up for sale. I mean, the legacy media aspect of gathering and getting news the way it used to be is completely been blown out of the water.
Good news is, though, there's lots of Long John Silvers left. That's one thing we found. They are all over the country. They're just not close to us. They just are not.
The Trump interview with Rogan on Twitter, because that's a separate feed, has 22 million. That's not a link back to the YouTube.
Wow. So you add that on top of it.
You know what we have around here? We have diners. We don't need the Bob Evanses of the world. We don't need the Long John Silvers.
Is a completely different thing, though.
We have
fish based.
I can go to Oakney East Diner and I can get anything from
love that place,
Fluke to Parm,
and
everything in between.
You can get
at any time,
actually,
at any time of the day.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so that's what we have here.
You know, we are
blessed to have those here.
I was looking at their menu. They said they had lobster bites. Mm. Not real lobster.
What do they have?
Langoustines.
Langoustines, but they call it lobster?
They call it lobster bites. It's not, man.
Nice.
It's not. It's like a scampi thing. It's like one of those fake ass. They call it Norway lobster.
Norwegian lobster? Come on.
They call it Norway lobster. It's this little tiny langoustines.
No. No such thing as a Norway lobster.
They're like a lobster and a shrimp had a baby. Like that's what it kind of looks like. So it's not a lobster bite. False advertising. Mm.
You know, you go to one of these diners around here, man. You get an encyclopedia for a menu.
No, it's I don't know how the hell they have all that food back there.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between with 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack. You'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.